I was thinking about Brother Blanco today. Brother Blanco, he sang that song, One Blessed Man. And he was a blessed man. He's even more blessed now. He's with the Lord. And I was thinking about him today. I was thinking about some of the other brothers today and thinking about how they've gone on to be with the Lord. And take your Bible, look in Psalm chapter 1, Psalm chapter 1. And just thinking about how the Lord's directed things and how good he is. And Psalm chapter 1, it says, blessed is the man, blessed is the man. Doc wrote in his Bible, he's got Job. If you read the book of Job, he's an unhappy man going through the testing. He said, you read in the book of Psalms, you find a happy man. He said, if you read the book of Proverbs, you find a wise man. And it goes on and on. And Psalms chapter 1, it says, blessed is a man. Blessed is a man. And man, you're sitting here tonight. You say, well, we had to come to church on Wednesday night. Well, you're blessed. Amen. Amen. You're a blessed man. You're a blessed woman. Thank God for church. Thank God we can come to church. Some people think church is, Wednesday, oh, man, I got to go to church tonight. I've gone through the same thing. I go through the same, sometimes you go, oh, man, tonight's Wednesday, I'm tired. And it seems like people get sick right on Wednesdays and on Sundays. It seems like that, to me, that seems that way. People get sick and they get, sometimes I think it's more spiritual than it is physical. And sometimes and you got to examine that thing in your own life. Make sure it's not a spiritual thing that you're going through and it's a psychological thing or something. But I was reading in my Bible, and I'm reading there about bless it, bless it, bless it, bless it. And you think about how God has blessed us, amen? And God tells Abraham back in Genesis chapter 12, hold your place in Psalms, look at Genesis chapter 12. That's why we stay. I'm thank God that our president is for Israel, amen? Thank God for our president taking and putting the embassy in Jerusalem. If I ever go back to Israel, I want to go by and see the embassy there in Jerusalem. And the Bible says that God gave a promise to those nations that blessed Israel and Abraham. And the Bible says, now the Lord said unto Abram, chapter 12, verse 1, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee. Amen. Every time you see a Jew, you ought to witness to them. Now, a Jew is not going to go to heaven just because they're a Jew. A lot of people think because they're Jews, they're going to go straight to heaven. No, if they're not saved, they go straight to hell like everybody else. They're a chosen nation. And the Lord's going to come back and fight for the nation of Israel. He's going to come back. And you read Revelation chapter 19 when the Lord says, mount up. He's coming back to save his people. He's coming back to save Israel. It's going to be a remnant left behind. But he says, I will bless them that bless thee. And thank God America's still been under the blessing of God, even though America's turned their back on the Lord. And thank God that our president, I didn't like Obama. And, I was teaching against, not teaching against Obama, but I was saying as a president, he was a Shiite. His father was a Shiite. And that's why all that money went to Iran. And that's why he was buddy-buddy with Iran. And they sent, I don't know how many billions of dollars over there, and gave him so much, a billion and a half in cash. And he was a Shiite, his father was, and he felt obligated, I guess, or whatever. But he didn't like Israel. He shunned the Israeli prime minister at times and didn't want to deal with him. But I thank God our president now, well, thank God he shakes his hand. He prays. He says he prays for Israel. But and you pray that the Lord would continue blessing America because America is blessing Israel. And it says, I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee. And thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. I mean, brother, you want a blessing? Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. The Bible tells us that, to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Blessed is a man. That it says, blessed is a man. Take your Bible, look in Psalms or Genesis 22. Look in Genesis 22, verse 12. Talking about Abraham again. In Genesis 22 and verse 12. The Lord gives promises to Abraham and that Isaac and Jacob, they reap from it. And the nation of Israel still reaping from that blessing that God gave to Abraham. And Genesis chapter 22, and look at verse 17. And look at verse 17 there. And it says, Look at verse 15. And the angel Lord called on Abram out of heaven the second time and said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, and for because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, only thine only son, that a blessing I will bless thee. Abraham, the whole deal here in Genesis 22 was God told Abraham to take his son up and sacrifice his son. Abraham was sorry and sorrowful about it. But he went up, and at Moriah, if you know anything about your Bible, Mount Moriah is where Calvary is. And then Abraham went up there and take his son up there, and he goes to sacrifice his son. And right when he was getting ready to come down on him, the Lord yelled and said, hold, Abraham, stop. And God tried him. God tried him. And God checked him out. And it was a type. It was also a type of what God was going to do with his own son. And God was going to allow his own son to die and pay that sin debt. But Abraham and Isaac is a type. And he says, look at verse 15 again. An angel of the Lord called on Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, hast not withheld thy son, thine only son. He put that phrase in there, thine only son, that a blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, and the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemy. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. You know what? America's blessed because of what the Jew and Abraham had done. And if you read history, you study history, you'll find out there were Jews that was doing, even during the Revolutionary War, that bankrolled George Washington and the Union Army. And he went bankrupt himself and died at a young age. I'm trying to remember his name. I just said it last week or a couple weeks ago. Didn't you say it to it, Ken? You can't remember it now? But somebody said it. But anyway, that guy bankrupt himself to be able to bankroll the Union Army to keep it going. And here we are. We're blessed because of it. And we're reaping the blessings of it. I mean, we're reaping the blessings of the Jews. Most medicines that we have, and most medicines that are found out is from by a Jew, finding out, doing a scientist. And the Lord's blessed us. But a Jew is also the one who invented the atomic bomb, brought the curse, brought the curse. Now, take your Bible, look with me to Ephesians. Look at Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Oh, look at 1:3. Actually, back up to verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You're sitting here tonight. I don't care what your state is. I don't care what you're going through. The Bible says God's blessed you, and he's blessed you if you're saved. You're saved. You're going to heaven, and he says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. God's blessed you whether you realize it or not. I have people, you know, people come, they get all down and out and upset over things in their life and what's going on. And but they don't really, if they're saved, man, you're blessed above measure. You're blessed beyond measure. And if you're saved going to heaven, I mean, the Bible tells us right now in Ephesians, it tells us that you're seated in heavenly places. Take your Bible, look with me to Ephesians chapter 2, I believe it is. Ephesians chapter 2. And look at verse 20. Back up to 19. Now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints of the household of God, and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are built together for the habitation of God through the Spirit. I mean, man, you're already in Jesus Christ. You're saved. You're bought with a price. And then the Bible tells us that, I was looking for that verse where it says we're seated in heavenly places. What is it? Six? Ephesians chapter 1, look at verse 6. 2:6. 2:6. There it is. 2:6. Okay. It says, verse 1 of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. And you have the quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, and the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. That was us, among whom also ye all had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, and his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, and by grace are you saved, and have raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That in the ages to come, this is the next verse, verse 7, that in ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. Amen. What a blessing, man. What a blessing that is. You were dead in your trespasses, sin, you're on your way to hell. I mean, man, you're doomed, but the Lord come by. You can't tell me you're not blessed, amen. You can't tell, nobody can tell me. Even a man that's lost, and I told this guy the other day, he was asking me about his nephew. I said, his name is Pete. I said, I appreciate you praying for Pete. I said, Pete, you need to get in church, you need to get saved. He said, well, I'm saved. I said, well, you need to get in church, man. You need to get back in church and get to honor God. The Bible talks about being blessed, and then you get under, like I heard old preacher say one time, he said, get under a spout where the blessings come out. That's what you need to do. Blessed is the man. Look back to Psalm chapter 1 and verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. I mean, man, a godly person, a blessed man, is not going to go to some lost world and try to figure out what's the will of God for his life. You're not going to go to the world's not going to tell you. They're going to tell you how to make money. They're going to tell you how to cheat somebody, how to get over on somebody. They're going to tell you all that stuff. But man, when you get godly counsel from godly people and from the Bible, most of all, godly and getting in the Word of God and asking God to direct you, God will direct you. He will direct you. The Bible says in the multitude of counselors, there's safety. And when you ask God for direction, God will always give you direction. God is not going to withhold direction from his child. And a lot of times he'll just, if he doesn't answer right away, you got to give him time. You just pray and say, Lord, I'm trusting you. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And the Bible says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. And it bothers me to hear Christians going to ungodly sources trying to find out information about whatever it is in their life they have need of. And they should not be doing that. They should not be going to ungodly people, finding out, getting counsel from them. The Bible tells us that God's able to direct you. Take your Bible, look with me to Proverbs chapter 12. Look in Proverbs chapter 12. I mean, when you get to the place where you can say, God, I'm going to trust you no matter what. I don't care what anybody says. I'm trusting you. Boy, I tell you what, you start stepping on in high cotton there, brother. You start moving on up like on the east side, like old Jefferson used to say. When Proverbs chapter 12, I'm looking for, here it is, back up this way. Proverbs chapter 12, and look at verse 13, I believe it is. Proverbs 12, 13, 15. I'll look at Proverbs 12, and look at verse 15. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto the counsel, is wise. A fool's wrath is presently known, so on. But a man shall be satisfied with the good by the fruit of his mouth. Verse 14, and the recompense of a man's hands shall be rendered unto him. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes. Everybody thinks they're right, but I'll tell you what, when you get in this book, it'll straighten you out. It'll give you counsel. It'll give you wise counsel. Look at chapter 13 and verse 10. Rick, I think I will take that water, brother. I mean, I wasn't going to drink any water, man. I can't hardly talk. Proverbs chapter 13. And look at verse 9. It says, the light of the righteous rejoices, but the lamp of the wicked shall be put out. Only by pride cometh contention, but with the well-advised is wisdom. Well-advised. I mean, man, you want to get counsel. You want to get it from God, going to get it from God's man or a brother that loves God and wants to seek the Lord's will for your life and wants the best for you. Some people don't want the best for you. They want to see you fall. And fall on your face. I don't want to see people fall. I want to see people do the best they possibly can for the honor and glory of Jesus Christ. Go to Proverbs chapter 20. Oh, man, that's better. Proverbs chapter 20. Look at verse 18. I'm amazed how many Christians don't pray about any making moves. I'm amazed the Christians don't they don't seek counsel with their pastor or somebody that has some wisdom in the Bible. I'm amazed over that. I'm amazed people just go on like going through the dark and a Christian walking stumbling through the dark rather than going to the light and asking God for direction. I know whenever I've made a move, I always ask God for direction. God, give me direction here. Open the door or shut the door. You ask God to do the things, and I'm in God and seeking His word, and God will give you direction. And if you don't, He's not obligated to. And then what happens? Most Christians, when they make a mess out of their life, they blame God. The devil's right on their shoulder saying, "It's God's fault. It's God's fault." No, it ain't God's fault. It's your fault. Blessed is the man that walketh not and the counsel of the ungodly. And man, we're supposed to be seeking God. Look at Proverbs chapter 20. Look at verse 18. Back up to 15. There is gold in a multitude of rubies, but the lips of knowledge are a precious jewel. Take his garment as surety for a stranger. Take a pledge of him for a strange woman. Bread is of deceit is sweet to a man, but afterwards his mouth shall be filled with gravel. Every purpose is established by what? By what? Come on now, y'all half dead tonight. Come on, wake up. Counsel. It says, bread of deceit is sweet to a man, but afterwards his mouth shall be filled with gravel. Every purpose is established by counsel, and with good advice make war. Amen. Look at with me to 27, Proverbs 27:9. You know, the president has got advisors. He's got counselors around him. Every king in the past and ages gone by has, and even now, and they have counselors, and they give him counsel. You read in your Bible where Absalom came into power, and he had two men, and one of them gave him good counsel, and one of them gave him bad. And you know, and he went out and destroyed himself. And one of them used the counsel that David told him, go back and mess up the counsel of Ahithophel, and he said, go back and mess it up, and he did. But Absalom thought his counsel was better. So everybody has counselors around them, even the kings, to make the right move. Read about Rehoboam. Rehoboam, as a young man, Solomon dies, and Rehoboam takes over, and he went to the old men and the old counselors. They said, no, you do what the people ask for, and they'll serve you. And he goes back to his friends. And you never go to get counsel from your peers, not your age. I'm talking about your age group. You get somebody that's been down the road a little bit, and you always ask them for some wisdom and counsel. And this guy goes back to his young men that he grew up with and asks them for counsel. And they said, man, you just show them how you're the boss. Show them what is up. And he goes back and just splits the kingdom and destroys. He was a fool. Proverbs 27, look at verse 9. Or back up to 8. As a bird that wandereth out of her nest, so is a man that wandereth from his place. Ointment and perfume rejoice the heart. So doeth the sweetness of a man's friends by hearty what? Hearty counsel. Hearty counsel. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Blessed. And you should not go to the world to get counsel. You should first of all get down on your face and pray. You got a decision to make. You got something you got to do. Say, Lord, don't let me mess it up. God, give me wisdom. God, direct me. Lord, I just don't want to move unless you show me. If you're sincere about it and you're waiting on the Lord. That's why the Bible says, wait on the Lord. Be of good cheer. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Wait for an answer. God, give you an answer. It's either yes, no, or not now. But most of the time, we don't want to hear what God has to say. We don't want to listen to that counsel that he's given us because we want to do it. We want what we want. We want it right now. It's a danger. It's a danger of rejecting wise counsel. There's a danger. And you could destroy your whole life by rejecting wise counsel. Go back to Psalms chapter 1. Psalms 1. I like this chapter. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. I mean, man, what happens is you take bad counsel, and you get bad counsel, and you can stand in people's way from coming to God. It says, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Yeah, I thought, you know what I thought about? This verse right there, somebody like that was Lot. Lot, man, he sat in the seat of the scornful. He sat at the gate at Sodom. He sat there, why? He was more interested in the money that he could gain. Whenever you start seeking money as the number one goal in your life, that's unwise. That's unwise. I told you about that when I was working over in Washington, D.C., that Chinese guy that came, he was an associate with a roofing company I was working for. And he called me up and had me come downtown. And I was praying. I said, Lord, if this is you, show me. God, help me not to make a move without your wisdom. And I go to this guy. He has a high-rise right down there by the White House. And big old high-rise. He owned a building. And he wanted me to come work for him, start a roofing business. And I go in and, you know, tell him who I am. He said, he's expecting you. Come on in. So I go inside, and I'm praying the whole time. God, don't let me make a mess. Lord, don't let me. I don't want to chase the money. I don't want that. I want your will. I want your will in my life. And I remember going in there, sitting down, and I went to sit down on the couch, and the guy goes, yeah, I want you to sit right there on that couch. I just got that in from China at $50,000 for that couch. I wouldn't sit on it. I said, no way, I ain't going to sit on that. I might break it. I don't want to break it. He goes, no, I want you to sit on it. I want you to feel, I want you to see what comfort is and what money is all about and all that kind of stuff. You know, just kind of impress me. He didn't have to impress me. And he had a great big office. His office was huge, sitting behind a big old desk. And he started telling me about what he wanted to do. And he said, I want you, you're an honest man. Your boss has talked highly of you. You're a wise man. I want you. And then I sat there and I'm praying, Lord God, what should I do? What should I do? I'm praying. And I said, Lord, show me, show me. And the guy says this. And when he said this, it hit me. He said, a man would have to be a fool not to come to work for me. Right then when he said that, the Holy Ghost said, no. I remember I stood up and I walked up to him, leaned over his desk, goes, what? Are you on board? I said, no. I said, thanks for anyway. Appreciate it. He said, what did I say? I knew that was the Lord. This guy was offering me all kinds of money. I knew that was God. I would not be here right now if it wasn't the Lord stopped me and showed me. I asked God for wisdom. And anytime you ask God for wisdom about things, God will give it to you. You ask God for counsel about things. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. In his law doeth he meditate day and night. Say, that can't be done. Oh, yes, it can. You can think about God. You can have God in all your ways. And you say, well, what if you talk about football? It's still, you can talk about God and you can talk about football. You can have all these things. I mean, you can walk with the Lord. Fellowship with God. The Bible says in verse 3, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. The blessed man is going to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. You know, all the way through this Bible, I looked it up. Blessings, in the Bible, blessings is mentioned, the word blessing, 64 times. Blessings. Then blessed and bless, you know, bless it, and so on. There's a lot, 51 times for bless it. There's a lot of times the Bible talks about being blessed. And man, some people, they act like they're saved. They act like God's never blessed them in anything. You got children. The Bible says they're a blessing. Yeah. Amen. That's right. If you got a house to live in, you got food on your table, you're blessed. Amen. Like I said, that what triggered this in my mind was I've listened to Brother Blanco saying, one blessed man. We are blessed. Here we are in America tonight. We've got freedom, thank God. Still got freedom. I mean, you got food on the table. We got so many places that we can go and eat different meals and whatever we feel like doing. We can do whatever we want. You can drive any kind of car. You can do all those things. Here you are in America. Thank God, man. You're not worried about somebody, you know, coming in trying to kill us. Thank God for that. Everybody's trying to get to America. And here American people, American young people are not thankful. They don't look at the blessings of God. What happens is they start looking at what they don't have. And then they get defeated and they get discouraged.
I can understand why somebody would want to hang themselves like that, kill themselves. I've preached a lot of funerals of suicides. And I thought, man, if I could only talk to them, if I could only point things out to them. You know what my job is every Sunday and every Wednesday is to try to get your mind preaching on sin, righteousness, judgment. But get our minds encouraging the saints, trying to get your mind where you're thinking about how good God is to us and how blessed we really are. We are blessed. Like I said, there's danger in rejecting good counsel. That's what preaching is. Preaching is counseling. That's what it is. It says, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I mean, man, you're going to be fruitful. A blessed man is going to be fruitful. He's going to bring forth. I mean, you said, well, we talk about money? No, it ain't all money. It's a lot of things. A lot of things. It could be, you know, just your health, your family. I mean, brother, sister, I mean, something to live, somewhere to live and something to eat. Man, encouraging the saints. It says, he shall be like a tree planted. And we could talk about trees, different types of trees. And man, talk about how some trees, you know, in Leviticus, God tells them, said, there are certain trees that you can't cut down. And I remember a preacher said years ago, he said, you know, God will bankrupt heaven to take care of that child of God that's trying to be fruitful and winning souls. You know, we got that pear tree out there. It's always in the summertime. And then around October, all the pears fall on the ground. I think about that. I think about all the fruit we've seen, and some of it rots on the ground. And I thought about a couple times taking that tree out, taking it out of here. And Miss Judy would say, don't get rid of that tree. Don't get rid of that tree. And I thought, well, I could take it and I could dig it up and put it somewhere else. But, you know, that tree is a fruitful tree. Very fruitful. More, I'll tell you, it's just falling off that tree. You know, in Leviticus, God says, if there's a tree bringing forth good fruit, any kind of fruit, don't you cut it down. There are certain trees you use for building. There were certain trees that you use for battering rams and that type thing. But those fruitful trees is your life. It's your life. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. You know, it says that bring forth his fruit in the season. Everybody's in and out of seasons. But the Bible says be instant in season and out of season. What will happen is you'll start bringing forth fruit. If you're constantly putting out seed, you're going to find some fruit coming. You'll find it. It'll come. He says, his leaf shall not wither. His leaf. Man, what a thing. You realize what that's saying. His leaf shall not wither. What a blessing that is. I mean, he's going to be fruitful. His leaf's not going to wither. And I mean, the memory of that person. We got some people in our church that's passed away. And they're already in heaven. Man, but we think about them. How much of a blessing they were. And how they've left behind fruit. And their leaf is not withered. It hadn't withered. And so whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. It says, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. I'm going to be a blessed man and continue to be blessed. You know what? I could cause myself to lose a lot of blessings. You could cause yourself to lose a lot of blessings. Stepping away from God, getting bad counsel. I hear about preachers all the time. Jesse will come back. He'll go away somewhere, and Jesse will come back and say, you know, you remember so-and-so? I say, yeah, I remember that. I'll pray for the family. The pastor, he left the church, ran off. Another woman did this, did that, stole money. You could cause a curse upon yourself. You don't want to do that. I think about Brother Blanco singing, one blessed man. You want to stay under the spout where the blessings come out. When you start getting discouraged and start thinking about woe is me and all that kind of junk that goes on in your mind, dismiss it. Get it out. Say, get out of here, you stupid idiot. Talk to yourself. Talk to yourself. Just say, get out of here, you stupid idiot. That's stupid. See, my people might think I'm crazy. Well, you're crazy anyway. Amen. Talk to yourself. Say, man, I don't need that mess. I don't need that. I want to be under the spout where the blessings come out. I want to be a blessed man. I want my children to be blessed. I want my grandchildren to be blessed. I want my church to be blessed. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. You ever notice when God takes a blessing off a place, nobody gets saved? You go by some of these churches, man, and nobody's getting saved. Nobody's, and then if they do go there, they're not telling them how to get saved, nor standeth in the way of sinners. A young lady got saved the other night. What was her name? Courtney? How's she doing? She's doing good? She just had surgery, right?
Went home today.
Cancer? She just got saved Sunday night. You know, my family always said this, and you know, the Lord said to Israel, he said, I put a blessing and a cursing before you. You choose. It's your choice. We can be stupid or we can be blessed. I'd rather be blessed, don't you?
Amen.
Amen. Brother, why don't you come up and